God has really blessed me. You know, he let me work in D.C., let me work with EIB and Hollywood and Silicon Valley. And he's shown me through all those experiences that there is one problem and one solution, and that's why we do this show.
Welcome to A Disciple's View with Todd Herman.
The God of the universe created the world. He didn't snap his fingers or wink his eye. The Lord spoke. He said, let there be light. Because we believe, we speak about the happenings in this world as we remain mindful that our true home is with Jesus Christ in his kingdom. Welcome to A Disciple's View. Three headlines that are not top news stories. Maybe they should be. I wager they should be. We ask in the program, what is the top story to God? We don't know, but we can guess. I think the top story to the Lord is still the fact that there is redemption available through the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, his only son. And that that will be the top story until such time as Jesus returns as judge, in which case the story changes a little bit. Make your decision, in other words, make it now, because no one knows the time or the day of that judgment. Three headlines, though, that will not shock some. It's shocking that they don't shock us. Is that confusing enough? We should be stunned that this no longer stuns us. What a company I consider to be a criminal cartel, and I could just say why, they paid the biggest criminal fine in history for a pharma company and they didn't even bug them. Pfizer has taken steps to start selling drugs directly to you, bypassing doctors and pharmacies. This is full on the plan. After all, anymore, you don't even need a doctor to get injected. In some states, a pharmacist can do it. So Pfizer wants to be able to sell direct-to-consumer platforms, including Paxlovid, which costs $1,400 for a five-day dose and a migraine nasal spray. Pfizer, which is probably responsible, along with Moderna and AstraZeneca, for about 17 million deaths from the COVID injections. There's three separate studies done in three separate ways that indicate those numbers. Second headline, that same Pfizer has stepped up to agree to settle 10,000 cancer lawsuits. So what was the drug that was apparently giving people cancer? It must have been something pretty serious. Must have been life-saving. It was a heartburn drug, Zantac. 10,000 lawsuits, and they've stepped up to settle, and the terms of the settlements are not being disclosed. Here, though, from the Epoch Times is a little bit of an example of what they did. Their headline, Pfizer agrees to settle over 10,000 lawsuits linking Zantac to cancer. The over-the-counter Zantac dose was 150 milligram tablets, while the prescription Zantac was 300 milligrams. Patients consumed more than 300,000 nanograms of NDMA through each tablet. The acceptable level of NDMA is only 96 nanograms per day. Taking a single tablet of Zantac meant taking 3,000 times the recommended dose of NDMA. NDMA is a carcinogen and can cause other serious diseases, even when consumed in small amounts. Pfizer apparently, you know, they didn't know. They knew. There's a reason that the Mockingbird media is not going to come out and do any hard push against Pfizer. They used to. CNN did a devastating takedown of Pfizer's business practices. Back in the day, they could. The pharma companies got wise and they decided to become the top nine out of ten of the top advertising slots on major media. In news belongs to Pfizer and Big Pharma. Well, that's buying insurance. One other headline. An OBGYN doctor has called on attorneys to begin to sue institutions that force COVID shots on babies and pregnant women. Because, of course, Pfizer and Moderna have purchased for themselves protection from the government, even though that protection should be knocked down. Here's why. No one in America was ever injected with the drug that was given the emergency use authorization. Not one of you. No one. Because it was never produced here. that should mean that we can sue them. Maybe one day that will mean that. One of the top oncologists, Angus George DeGlesh from St. George University Hospital in London, wants all mRNA injections stopped. And as you see here, Professor DeGlesh has shared how his team's research on spike proteins in the COVID jabs were blocked from publishing, and their warnings of the dangerous side effects of the jabs were ignored.
But we are asked to help do a vaccine along the same lines. And my first thing with vaccine is less is more. The less you put into the vaccine, the more likely it is to work. And everybody went for the spike protein. Now, when we analyzed the spike protein, we found it had, and we wrote this all down, we had terrible trouble publishing it. We couldn't publish it for 3 months. It was turned down by every journal. We found out there were 6 inserts plus the furin cleavage site. And the importance of this is these inserts all gave the virus a charge of a pH of 8 as opposed to normal of 6, which meant it was highly charged and acted like a fridge magnet going onto the fridge, really hyper infectability for human cells. The second thing that we did was blast analysis, and we pointed out the spike protein had 80% homology to human epitopes, and some of these were virtually 100%, like platelet factor 4, which would give you horrible clotting issues, and myelin, which would give you Guillain-Barre, etc. All these things have turned out to be true. We prepared a document. We gave it to our government here through Gove. I know it was discussed in Cabinet, went to Sage, Witty and Valence, and they all decided to ignore it. So that's where I came from. So I was furious about that because we knew there would be significant side effects.
Everybody knew. Really, everybody knew. Guillain-Barre happens, the blood clots happens, cancers happened. Everybody knew, and Pfizer wants to sell drugs directly to you, bypassing pharmacies and doctors. Professor DeGlesh described just how useless the boosters were, and patients in melanoma remission who were bullied into getting the boosters relapsed and had to be retreated.
Patients who were being given these boosters, which I said were boosting against a virus that left the planet at least a year ago, and because it was a Coxsackie virus, anybody who's read the history of Coxsackie virus development knows you get a thing called antigenic sin or immunological imprinting. So it doesn't matter how many variants you vaccinate against, the immune system only sees the first virus that's disappeared. So it just produces lots of useless antibodies. But more importantly, the booster suppresses the T cell response. And that's where I came in. I started to see in my melanoma clinic patients who'd been stable for years who suddenly came in relapsed. Sometimes the relapse was quite vicious. I mean, they had very bad disease. We had to retreat them all over again. And the only thing they had in common, we're used to severe depression, divorce, debt, bereavement, etc., suppressing the immune system and losing control of the cancers. But none of my patients had this whatsoever. They'd all been bullied by their GPs to have a booster just to be safe.
He has been causing alarms and raising alarms, and God bless him for doing it. He is a truth teller. We should all listen to this because Pfizer now wants to sell directly to you and to me. I won't be buying anything from Pfizer. I don't know about you. They also still have this waiver that they should not have because they never produced the drug that got the emergency use authorization. Ever. No one has ever been injected with it. Senator Ron Johnson has called this out. Last clip here from the professor. Here, Professor DeGlesh calls the use of the mRNA technology for infectious disease criminal negligence. But when he raises this issue, he is told to be quiet.
I believe that the using messenger RNA technology for infectious disease is basically a gross medical negligence. It really is criminal negligence now knowing what we do. And it's even worse, the fact that every time I've raised it with everybody. I've been carpeted by the hospital, been carpeted by the Royal College of Physicians, told to be quiet and that I'm upsetting the patients. And I said, no, I'm not upsetting the patients. I'm doing my job. First, do no harm. And I am, like the canary in the gold mine, I am seeing harm and we must stop now.
There's a lawsuit in Canada that's been allowed to proceed.
In Canada, the fact that this is happening in Canada is great news because Canada is largely a fallen country. It's become godless to some degree, well, to a large degree. There's still Christians there, praise God. They're still working hard to make disciples, and may the Holy Spirit empower them. But there's a lawsuit in Canada that's being allowed to proceed. It's a class action lawsuit. It's against YouTube. It's against YouTube for censoring health information that could save lives. They did that because YouTube takes orders from the World Health Organization, which is corrupt. They took orders from the CDC, which is corrupt. They took orders from the FDA, which is corrupt. The CDC and the FDA are effectively pharma companies. The World Health Organization is effectively communist China and Bill Gates. There's no mRNA injection allowed in communist China, by the way. You know that, right? No, they just wanted it done to us. So YouTube's now suable in a class action suit. We in the United States should call Congress to demand that media CEOs for CNN and MSNBC and the Wall Street Journal and every other media entity that took any federal money for COVID, any federal money, step forward with their sales executives and CEOs and their editorial heads and answer questions. Did you make any promise to pharma to provide them neutral or positive coverage? We should be asking the NFL, who's been given a special waiver. They have antitrust waivers because they're an antitrust machine. You have competing teams who agree to set rates for labor. That's illegal unless you're the NFL. They should be brought in. You want to have that waiver? You want to continue to do business that way? Come and tell us why you forced your players to get injected. Was it money? Did Pfizer say, we'll sponsor your games on TV? There's a lot of questions. And those questions should be answered. In God's eyes, they've already been. To the people who conspired on this, everything whispered in the dark will one day be shouted from the rooftops. God saw everything you did, and he knows your motives. Repent. One of the chief co-conspirators in the greatest human rights abuse of my lifetime, the COVID response psyop and the forced injection of people with modified RNA, is trying to get ahead of what's coming as the truth proves impossible to hide.
That happens often with immunizations, that if the natural disease can cause it, then it also can sometimes be seen in certain profiles of the vaccine. We should be studying that right now. That's why we need all the people to come forward that have had reactions, because I'm not sure all of them have been reported. Do I think it's millions? No. Could it be thousands? Yes. But there's millions of people with long COVID. So
that's Debbie Birx. Deborah Birx, Dr. Birx. What she's doing there is attempting to cover her posterior. No, the COVID flu does not cause cancer. It does not cause stillbirths. It does not cause spontaneous abortions. It does not cause those things. The injections do. The COVID flu couldn't cause any of that, because it does not have what these injections have, which is human coding. Now, the virus is probably created in a lab, not like these injections. Remember this about these injections. It took the most poisonous element of the COVID flu, and it forced your body to produce it. Anybody with common sense who thought for 5 seconds about this and then did a little analysis. Wait, you're going to force my body to produce something poison to it? Wouldn't that confuse our immune systems? Would have known. It's not just Peter McCullough who knew, or Geert Vandenbosch. It's professors like DeGlesh who knew, and warned, and warned, and warned, and were told to shut up, and shut up, and shut up. The government's doing a lot of shut up these days. Go through some cases of this. As a reminder, though, God himself is pro-free speech. Oh, by the way, and pro-accountability. This is Disciples View. I'm Todd Herman. We will continue. Welcome back to Disciples View. I'm Todd Herman. We were talking in the last segment about the fact that Pfizer intends now to sell directly to you, even as they're agreeing to settle 10,000 cancer lawsuits for Zantac, a heartburn med, and that they just intend to continue on in this business model of paying fines and covering it with profits, profits helped along by your tax dollars, and, of course, the shut up. Professor DeGlesch told to shut up when he warned government officials that these injections will give people Guillain-Barre and other issues, cancer and the like. Other people warned of this. Many people saw the designs of the injections early on and said this is going to cause the derangement of immune systems. It's going to cause heart attacks and strokes, and it all has. But there was always shut up. When we live in the government's world, and it is the government's world. I mean, it is the fallen world, right? We are called to be in it and not of it. Therefore, we are transformed beings. So let's act like it. Let's be the beings enlightened, not through Buddhism, which enlightens no one, but through the presence of the Holy Spirit. Within us is the kingdom of heaven. That is, if we've accepted the Lord Jesus and agreed to be changed by him and act that way, and to treat him as Lord and Savior, we have within us the kingdom of heaven, the ultimate discernment, so we can observe public happenings. Are we being led by people who display the fruit of the Spirit? Or do they display the wants of the flesh? Do they love as a verb? Or do they do the opposite as verbs? Seek to control, keeping lists of grievances, acting with anger, lack of charity, no tolerance. I say it's the latter, the opposites of the fruit of the Spirit and how the Bible describes love as verbs. And there's always shut up. There's also don't say. There's now this from Bloomberg. The murder rates in America are going to be going down on a federal basis. That's great news. One of the reasons for that is because the murder rates are not going down. The government has decided that the new FBI crime stats will not include New York City or Los Angeles. Why? Because shut up. Because we need the numbers to say what we need the numbers to say. Because the truth is painful for the people in power. Because it's becoming obvious. It's becoming obvious to anyone who has the fruit of the Spirit that the bosses of Los Angeles and New York have the desires of the flesh, desires to lord their power over others, just as they're told to not do. Just as Jesus said, do not lord power over others. That's what the non-godly people do. Well, they're doing it. But there's always shut up or don't tell. Shut up worked during COVID. Except it didn't. Notice this? With every machination that the government had at its disposal, including intimidating social media companies, and some of them didn't need to be intimidated, they gleefully came along to censor Americans. The Mockingbird Media, CNN, Chris Cuomo now saying, I take ivermectin on a daily basis, and it was a boogeyman. He made it a boogeyman. He said he had bad information. That's funny. I didn't. He had a staff of what, 20 people on his show? I had a staff of one. How did I know? I read. I didn't shut up. When the government came and said, say this, I said, why? Well, the government did come and tell us that. You need to tell people to stay home and stay safe. I had a public health official get on my program and scream at me, you're killing people. I said, by telling them to go outside and get vitamin D? But there's always shut up. Or make the numbers make sense. So they drop Los Angeles and New York from the crime statistics, and look at that. Crime has gone down. Oh, they do this in the cities too. When you stop prosecuting crimes for vandalism, for assaults, for possession of drugs, for sales of drugs, for sex trafficking, boom, magically, crime statistics look great. I'm fond of pointing out that in the Soviet Union during Stalin, it was illegal to report a crime. Want to know why? Because there was no crime. Communism has solved that. If you reported a crime, you were likely to get a visit from the mental health police because you're crazy to say there's crime in Stalin's Russia. Here's another example. It's not quite shut up, but it's make the numbers say what they must say. When the figurehead, Joe Biden, decided to create a $7.5 billion investment in electric vehicle charging stations, number one, that's interesting. Because I had thought for a while that only Congress was able to mint monies, or to create budgets, rather, spending budgets. Perhaps he just shifted some dollars around in his White House stash. $7.5 billion on EV charging stations. I would like you, unless you're driving, please don't do this if you're driving. If you're not driving, close your eyes for a moment and imagine how many electric vehicle charging stations could you produce with $7.5 billion? Let's think for a second. If only we had the Jeopardy music. Seven stations. 1 billion and about 1.15 billion per station. Seven of them. Make the numbers make sense. You can't. California is celebrating the launching of their big bullet train, which just ends. It doesn't go anywhere. It just ends. Incidentally, tickets on it cost more than tickets on an airplane to fly from San Francisco to Los Angeles. Those airplanes leave every hour or so, and they're faster than the train, but why not spend billions? See, when you're living in a fallen world and the government knows this, what is exactly the restraint on them? They don't have the fruit of the Spirit. They don't have discernment. They don't know the gargantuan ways in which they're lying, but what frustrates them and the reason why they keep turning to shut up, disinformation, misinformation, the reason they keep doing this, because they can't seem to stop the truth. That must frustrate them. How frustrating would it be to have the FBI and the DOJ and control to some degree over the Mockingbird media and the ability to pressure, con, or seduce social media companies and the intelligence services, all that, and you can't stop the truth? Man, that must frustrate them. If only they knew who they were fighting against. God is truth. He is light. In him, there is no darkness at all. Everything whispered in the dark will be shouted from the rooftops, and there are shouts. Some Staten Island, New York residents have confronted Mayor Eric Adams.
About 5 minutes ago, you mentioned that it was un-American not allowing the migrants to work.
Yes.
There are thousands of New York City employees who were terminated over a vaccine. Why are you still fighting us in court? It's not about the vaccine. That's over and done with, right? But why is New York City still fighting the thousands and thousands of us that are still out of work?
Why indeed? Because shut up. See, the great advantage government had during COVID is it could cleanse itself of people who wouldn't do crazy things. It could cleanse itself of people who wouldn't just take orders. This is part of shut up. When you take a police force and you cleanse it of people who will say things like, I'm not going to go arrest people on a beach because they're on a ski-doo by themselves in the ocean, harming no one. Well, who's left? People who will get out of their car and go arrest someone on a ski-doo in the ocean, not harming anybody. When you evict from the army, the armed forces, people who will not take a ridiculous order like getting injected with an injection that everybody knows doesn't work. Everybody knows what most people know is harmful. And they know they don't need it. You eject them for that. Who's left? People who will do that. When you make a situation so bad in the armed forces that you are forcing women to shower with men, you're forcing white people to plead guilty to the great sin of being white. You're forcing them to plead for some form of mitigation. Please help me mitigate my whiteness. there are people who simply won't join the Army or the Air Force or the Marines under those circumstances. Who will? People who want that treatment and want to inflict it upon others. This as well is part of shut up. Part of shut up is to put into power people who will shut up and do as they're told. And God sees. And it's a pass-fail test. When we have the Holy Spirit within us, we can reflect upon some things such as this. The very words I'm speaking are possible because God gave me a brain and a mouth and vocal cords, and he gave you ears, and he invented the airwaves, knowing we would use them to talk to one another this way, meaning God is pro-free speech. He's pro-accountability as well. If you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, that's an unforgivable sin. I don't know what that means, so I'm very careful about that. The people without the fruit of the Spirit are practicing shut up on a global basis. Yes, he said, but shut up, he explained. In Germany, there's a politician named Marie Kaiser. She did something unthinkable, and she's been fined 6,000 euros. What she did is she found crime statistics, government crime statistics, and she decided to publish those government crime statistics. She's part of a political party described this way by Wikipedia. The party's called Alternative for Germany. Alternative for Germany is a right-wing populist political party in Germany. It is known for its Euroscepticism as well as for opposing immigration to Germany. So, to translate, they do not like the European Union. They would like their countries to be separate countries again, and they do not like mass illegal migration. I'd see on nothing on their websites to say we don't want any immigration. That's the game that they play, because words must be conformed to the meaning they must have to help the glorious revolution, not the meanings that they actually have. Oh, by the way, what did she find and publish and get fined for? She's been fined 6,000 euros for using government data to show that in Germany, Afghans and Africans are proportionately 40 times and 70 times more involved in gang rapes than Germans. Can't publish that. That's truth. But that truth is so horribly inconvenient to people who are seeking to divide Europe by bringing in people to Europe who do not care for Europe, who have no loyalty to the countries within the European Union, who come from very, very broken, very, very societies in which great evil are done to women and children, and now being imported into Europe and not being told to change a thing. They are not told to shut up. They're told to speak out. They are not told to go along. They're told to establish your versions of your countries here. That's demonstrated for them. I just noticed something as I was prepping for a podcast this weekend. I cannot believe this didn't occur to me. The NGOs, non-government organizations in the United States that are making billions of dollars, with a B, importing illegal immigrants into our country, billions of dollars. They're paying their CEOs above $500,000 a year, each of them. There's a great report in the Free Press, and there's a great report detailing the money of these groups: Global Refuge, Southwest Key Programs, and Endeavor. And the $500,000 is just a beginning. This comes from the Free Press, thefp.com. They're going to have access to $9 billion for a program meant to locate migrant children into America. And here's the part I'm ashamed I didn't think of. As they're getting paid this money, they're also spending as fast as they can. Let me give you some examples. In addition to the massive salaries for the bosses, one of them earning $1 million a year, they're providing money or spending money on things like pet therapy and horticultural therapy. In 2021 alone, Endeavor paid Christy Merrill, a music therapist, $533,000. and Interval Endeavors. This is one of these organizations. PowerPoint, attained by America First Legal, an outfit founded by former Trump aide Stephen Miller, showed the nonprofit conducted 1,656 people-plant interactions and 287 therapy sessions between April 2021 and March 2023. These are your federal tax monies. They pay $5 million to a consultant here, $4.6 million to consultants there. They purchase hotel rooms to house illegal immigrants. Here's what I didn't notice. This swindle was done in Seattle. They did it with homeless people. They imported as many homeless people as they could. San Francisco gives people free vodka. Seattle lets them shoot up heroin and take fentanyl on the streets. Seattle lets them sex traffic. So does Washington, D.C. Well, it's the same swindle. Here's what it is. It's warm bodies. They don't care if it's homeless people or illegal immigrants. They only care that the cities have all the population necessary to control the Electoral College. That's the game. Seattle started with homeless people. The federal government is taking Seattle's plan and applying it internationally, or nationally across the country. Internationally, it's being done as well. It's an effort to import people who will allow the government to do whatever they like, as long as they get to practice their twisted faith, Islam, or their drug of choice, fentanyl, sex trafficking, what have you. It's fallen times in a fallen world, and we stand above it because we choose not to be changed. Because we're already changed in the blood of Jesus Christ. And we will pray for the people held captive by this. We'll come back with the Tower Babbling. I'm Todd Herman. This is The Disciples' View. Welcome back to Disciples View. I'm Todd Herman. It's funny, sometimes I'm not aware of the theme of the show until halfway through the show. And it seems that the meta theme is, isn't it fascinating that God himself is pro-free speech and pro-accountability, whereas the people who appear to be very, very ungodly, the bosses of this world, following, I think, the prince of the air, are all about shut up. They're all about stopping and squashing speech. That's fascinating. It's really interesting that in every regard, the system seems to be ungodly. The more I look into it, the more I get out of the Holy Spirit's way, rather. The longer time I have the kingdom of heaven in with me, the more often I look around and go, this is really ungodly behavior. Now, maybe that's being enculturated, but not really, because I can tell you, I don't talk politics with church friends, ever. They're friends of mine I know through church, through discipleship groups who want to talk politics with me. I'll listen, but I don't have the conversations. I'm much more about, let's talk about Jesus. Where is that in your life? Let's talk about life. How are your kids? How's your walk? Where are you struggling? Here's where I'm struggling. Here's where I need prayer. Man, do I need it recently. Such a period of wrestling. I really do need that prayer. The trial being run by Alvin Bragg, disgraced prosecutor in New York. He's now brought on a woman who very sadly has fallen into having sex on film for money. She calls herself Stormy Daniels, and Michael Cohen. Michael Cohen, who is bizarre in terms of how often he'll lie on any side of any issue. Same thing with Stormy Daniels. I guess I shouldn't be shocked. They don't appear to have the fruit of the Spirit. Sad. I'll pray for him. One of Alvin Bragg's paralegals decided to delete evidence. Truly. One of Bragg's paralegals admitted on the stand during the trial to have deleted 3 pages worth of phone calls between Stormy Daniels' lawyer, Keith Davidson, and Michael Cohen. Not only that, but they submitted the call evidence into record and did not point that out. It is a felony to do this. It is a felony to tamper with evidence. This isn't the first tampering with evidence. In the documents case, the Mar-a-Lago case, where President Trump is accused of stealing classified information and refusing to give it back, We talked last week about the fact that the Justice Department removed what they say were classified documents from those folders. That's what they say. They removed them and replaced them with pieces of paper that said classified document number one. Then, disgraced Special Prosecutor Jack Smith was forced to admit that, no, these don't match. No, there are instances where what the FBI says was in the folder doesn't actually match what was in the folder. Try that in daily life anywhere. Please don't, but just imagine trying it with the IRS. You claimed a bunch of deductions for charitable contributions in excess of $100,000. Do you have the receipts on that? No. Pardon? No, I don't. I've deleted them, but I'd still like the deduction. You're not getting the deduction, and you're probably going to prison. Try it in daily life. Your wife comes home and says, hey, you said you were out with the fellas. Well, I was. Really? Because I drove past this restaurant and I saw you having dinner with a lady. No, you didn't. No, I took a picture. No, you didn't. It's right here. That's not me. Try it. Only government thinks they can get away with this. And in our case, it indicates something. The Lord, out of kindness and graciousness, is saying, look, here's an example of worlds without me. Here's an example of tiny example of what an eternity without me will be like. No justice, no kindness, no forbearance, no patience, no goodwill, just duplicitous people and souls forever. If that doesn't make the choice clear, I don't know what will. Sometimes it's frustrating to see these people touted as our leaders. I don't apply that phrase to them because I choose to use accurate language. They're bosses because they're not being leaders. And still on this program, we thank the Lord for placing supposedly wise people on tall towers of shaking sand with our feature called The Tower of Babbling.
You know about the biblical truth of the Tower of Babel. A Disciple's View presents...
Who doesn't love a yellow school bus?
Trans women are women, trans men are men, and non-binary people are non-binary.
If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money.
The Tower of Babbling.
Three sound bites that I think back me up. I think it shows God does do this with people. First sound bite, the so-called mayor of New York, Eric Adams, is going to Rome at the top of the tourist season, because, let him say it.
Headed to Italy, part of an overall finding our common grounds, how we deal with migrants and asylum seekers, how we deal with affordable housing, our economy, sustainability, just some important issues. And the most significant moment for me is the opportunity to meet our Holy Father, the Pope, His Holiness, and this is the start of a journey.
Start of a journey. A man who acts in distinctly ungodly ways is going to meet the Holy Father. I have my concerns about this Pope. We talked about that last week. I won't belabor it. But yes, of course, that's why Eric Adams is going to Rome during the height of tourist season. Next soundbite in today's Tower Babbling. The so-called president, Joe Biden, speaking with Leslie Stahl in 2019 on American aid to Israel.
But the idea that we would cut off military aid to an ally, our only true ally in the entire region, is absolutely preposterous. It's just beyond my comprehension anyone would do that.
Well, he apparently comprehends it now, or comprehends, sadly, nothing. Because that's exactly what he's threatened to do, and my understanding is for a short time he did cut off some aid to Israel, even as they fund both sides of the war, which is horrendous and obscene and a sign further of what we're talking about. last soundbite in today's Tower Babbling. This is a grown man at Disneyland Park. He's dressed like a little girl. He's using frozen treats to talk to us about the process he's undergoing to mutilate his genitalia.
I swear, we're about to get banned from Disney. Last summer, I got my Cake Pops removed, and the plan up until recently was to get my marshmallow wand reconfigured into a marshmallow tunnel.
It's disgusting. And the fact that he does it in front of kids and even jokes about getting kicked out, because he's not going to get kicked out, is a sign of a fallen world. Yes, we know that. It's also the sign of bosses who've taken very sad men like them, like that man, and convinced them that this is the right thing for them or for anyone else. Isn't it fascinating that God is pro-free speech, pro-accountability, and the people who will tell us to shut up, don't talk about that man. He's, after all, a woman. Trans women are women. Stand opposed to God on every other front. And that's a wrap for today's Tower of Babbling.
That was the Tower of Babbling.
I don't have anything to share with all of you at this time. And I'll just leave it there.
On a Disciple's View.
We often wrap up the show with me sharing a little bit about myself with you. And it's just a trade. You're so kind to spend all this time with us at AFR. And I think you should know a little bit about the host. Often these topics kind of come to the big five in my life. Big five. Death of my dad changed me forever. It boldened my faith. It strengthened it because I got to meet his soul. That's one of the big five. Another big five is my daughter and the struggles. And this has really, really hit me this weekend because I'm seeing her again. I'm seeing my daughter again. She's legally an adult. But I'm seeing her because my wife has performed, through God, an unbelievable miracle. I repent of my decision to give in to fear when our daughter was in that treatment center. I know I've talked about this, but this is a new aspect of it. All that money caused me to just panic. When you're writing checks for $35,000 a month, unless you are wildly wealthy, that is a lot of money. And that's what we had to do to keep her from killing herself. I did not have to give in to pharma. There was a really well-meaning psychiatrist in Seattle at Children's Hospital, which is now a fallen organization. She'd suggested my daughter try Prozac. And I said, no, no, no. No, I tried that. It made me want to kill myself. No, absolutely not. And Alyssa said, okay. Oh, by the way, Alyssa left Children's. She told us in that room, she said, I'd really like to work with you guys. You seem like a great family. She said about my daughter, I really think I could help you without pills. Your dad doesn't want the pills. I really think I could help you, but I can't work here anymore. She said, Children's has been my dream job, but I can't stay. You wonder why she's leaving, right? It's because Children's has begun the process of mutilating girls like my daughter. Of saying to them, hey, if you have an eating disorder, maybe you're really a boy. Alyssa clearly knew that. And she said to us, it might be good to look at some other clinics, maybe not Children's. She gave recommendations other than Children's. And she respected my decision to not use Prozac at that time. When my daughter was in treatment, I gave into fear. And the Lord tells us, do not fear. Rather than constantly speaking the word of God to my daughter, I was constantly reading medical literature and psychological literature and studying that. Yes, 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 I returned to prayer. Yes, Job, that book of the Bible, so challenging, brought me back to recognizing, oh my gosh, I'm trying to do this without God. And there's a massive spiritual battle going on. I need to bring God into this. And then things began to change, but I still gave in to the pills. It numbed my daughter. She couldn't laugh. She couldn't experience moments of joy or happiness. She just was. What started as a sleeping pill, which we later learned was not a sleeping pill, but an antidepressant that made people sleepy, became another antidepressant, and then an anti-anxiety med, and then one other. I repent. So wrong. So here was my daughter out of treatment and 14, and she couldn't feel. She didn't want to go to school, but we made her. And then COVID came. and she couldn't feel. She loved the masks. My wife and I refused to wear them. Well, I refused. My wife gave in a little bit. I only gave in the emergency room once because it meant I otherwise couldn't stand next to my daughter. My daughter loved the masks because they covered her face. She recently shared with us that when she was on all those meds, she found faces scary. Think of this. They had numbed her mirrored synapses. These are the parts of our brain that are the empathy synapses. They let us gauge what people are seeing. Is that a smile of joy? Is it a smile of nervousness? Is it glee? Is it really not a smile at all, just a look of fear? What is it? She couldn't discern. The pills stole that from her. She began to manifest beliefs about family events that were bizarre. My wife and I were there. We watched. My daughter would invent these beliefs that a family member had been unspeakably cruel. And my wife and I would say, no, that didn't happen. We were there, all of us. We would never let someone do that to you. It was the dreams. See, these pills caused my daughter to have these horrible dreams. And then because she couldn't feel around people, even formerly beloved family members, she would intertwine the dreams with who they actually were. Praise God for my wife, who spent 6 hours a week for the past 3 years in a tiny closet down-dosing our daughter from these pills. Pharma does not provide smaller doses of this stuff. They don't want to. They want you hooked on this for the rest of your life. Praise God, by October, my daughter will no longer be on any pills. She's only on one now. Praise God. And I see her. In conversations, I see the shy smile. In conversations, I see her get excited about the old things. In conversations, I see her relaxed. And the other day, she said the most amazing thing to me. You look bothered, Dad. Are you okay? She was able to read me. Praise God. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Because we believe, we speak. Because He first loved us, we speak His Word. We walk in the path of Jesus to make disciples of all nations until God decides you and I can speak again together. May the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding rest upon you and your families. On behalf of AFR and Randy, I'm Todd Herman. This has been A Disciple's View.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.